Son of a bitch. I just recorded an episode, or so I thought, and the thing fucked up, so I lost it. Or I don't even feel like explaining what happened. It wasn't a good episode. I was talking throughout the whole thing how shitty it was. I don't even know where it cut off. But it was bad. So now, I guess I'll just record this one. And this is the episode. But I'm not going to try to fuse the two together. So I'm just going to read different news stories. I got up early. Jacqueline had to go to work early, writing on this show. So but then I came back and I fell asleep, and now I'm having a hard time getting up. And I was going to just go right back to sleep because I thought I was done, even though it was a shitty episode. It's an episode. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I care. But sometimes I just don't have it in me. I want to do something good, but it's not always easy. So let's look at the news a second. I just got a text. Here we go. Let me answer that. Let's see what we got. I don't know if I can do all different news stories. It might be the same ones, but I'll try to say. I mean, it's, you can't really. I don't want to. I don't even remember what I said, so I can't. I'm just gonna pick. Records released showing Michigan police covering up for county prosecutors DUI. Well, of course, a prosecutor is a cop's friend. A cop's going to cover up DUI. And I was in Michigan once, and I was out somewhere, and I was trying to get back to my hotel, and I waited for an hour and a half for a fucking cab. So there's no cabs, I'm going to say, in the whole state of Michigan based on that one thing that happened to me 8 years ago. Now, so you have to drive drunk. No, what are your alternatives if you go out drinking? I don't drink, but I can't expect everybody to not drink, particularly in Michigan. It's fucking boring up there. Equifax suffers fresh data breach. Oh, man. I'm glad. No one can use my shit for credit. So if you get my identity, it doesn't matter. So I'm not like stressing about it. But I just want these credit companies to go down. Get the fuck out of here, Equifax. Quit fucking with my shit. Telling people who I don't pay my credit cards. Scarelli's in jail. He's asking people for Hillary Clinton's hair. Dumb motherfucker. Is he one of these people that hates Hillary Clinton? Why? I like Hillary. I don't see why people got issues with her. She lost. I mean, that sucks. She should have went to Wisconsin or whatever the fuck she should have did. But she went to the other places and she didn't win there. So people should have fucking voted too. People also should have, like, not elected a fucking tool. I like Hillary. I like Bernie. Bernie's fucking cool, too. I love Bernie. I went to a Bernie rally. TV on the radio played. It was very nice. Irma evacuees who abandoned their pets could be prosecuted. We will find you and we will prosecute you. Shouldn't abandon your pets. I would never leave my pets. I would never leave my kittens. No fucking way. They're not kittens anymore, but you know. Elon Musk, Tesla will reveal semi-truck beast next month. Tesla truck, semi-truck. That's for the, you know, the fanciest truck driver. I guess it's going to be a lot truck. Well, cool. I like Elon Musk. I always wanted to be a trucker. I still like look when I see them. I still if I'm driving somewhere far and you stop at like one of these truck stops, like the Flying J truck stop, and you see a trucker come in. I'm like, that's the life. I know it's probably hard, but I like you never gotta deal with people. Right? You're just you in the truck. You're out there on the open road. You got all those truck stops. I mean, I would gain a lot. I'd gain a lot of weight. I'd get very heavy from eating a lot of biscuits and gravy and shit. But really, that's my natural state, is very overweight and eating garbage and sitting all day. That's really what I want, but that's why my weight fluctuates so much. So I'd be very excited if I was a truck driver, the prospect of getting a Tesla truck. But I'd be on it. See, here's another thing about. I think this tapes reveal attempted police cover-up of an ex-prosecutor crash. I guess this is the same story. I didn't know there was a crash. It depends. Did this person crash into? Yeah, this is a Michigan thing. Let's see what they say. Grand Rapids to release between police. A wrong way crash involving I don't know, it sounds like it's the same thing, but this doesn't say anything. Intoxicated, so they went the wrong way. Alright, yeah, that's fucked up. You got, if you're gonna drive drunk, you can't be going wrong way. You gotta be like a good drunk driver, and then maybe You got popped for something else. You're speeding, and then you get pulled over, and they're like, "Hey, you're drunk." Yeah, then you're like, "Oh, he's a prosecutor. He's all right. Get home." But not you driving the wrong way. Now I'm against it. Not that I was really for it before. You know what I mean? Where are we at? Okay, one more story and then we're done. I think this episode is not good, but I think that it's better than the one that I recorded into a dead mic. And this one's still recording. What happened was the recorder wasn't plugged in. So it was on battery, but the battery just like conked out or whatever. So I went to go stop, and it was just off, and I wasn't looking at it, so I don't know when it stopped. Okay, this former adult magazine exec opens $30 million home to 70 foster kids displaced by Irma. This is a guy, he's some millionaire, has a big home in Miami, and he opened... It says adult magazine. I did look at this story before. He's Penthouse. He was a Penthouse exec, which I can't believe anybody that worked at Penthouse still has Penthouse money. He must have invested it or something. Because who's buying Penthouse? Now. You're not getting Penthouse money now. Right? I mean, who's Penthouse for? It's for now it's, first of all, it's not, it's like adult magazine. All right, fine, but it's not, it's like a little bit above Playboy, but it's not porn. It's practically GQ. But I don't know, it's like, who's jacking to a penthouse anymore? Yeah, I mean, maybe kids, if they steal from the store and their parents have their internet locked down, but I think they're just going to get on the internet. And so you got old people afraid of the internet, and like Amish people, I'm guessing. They got to jack to magazines because they're not allowed electricity. So I think they're allowed magazines, which are, you know, you need the, all sorts of electricity to make a magazine, but maybe they're not even allowed that. I would sneak one. There's some Amish people sneaking magazines, I'm guessing. All right, that's it. Let's do it again tomorrow. I'll see you then. We love you.